I'm taking off my makeup, getting ready for bed. I've had it on my face since 5:30 this morning. It's like 11:30 now, I think. And I'm focused on routines and rituals tonight. The things that we do just because we do them, not for any particular reason, but I take off my makeup because they say that your face will age 7 days every time you sleep with makeup on, when it sits on you for whatever amount of time. And it's not a lot, it's not bad, a week. But, you know, it's like you leave your makeup on every night for a week, and then it's, wow, you're almost 3 months older, you know? Time goes by so fast. So we are about 30 minutes away from being officially 1 week into 2019. And it's crazy to me. It's crazy. But time does what it does, and it just keeps going whether I'm ready for it or not. And I try and find routines and patterns and rituals that work for me. Different things, different days. Facials, regimens, different toothpaste, all these things. And I read somewhere one time that it takes 30 days for something to become a habit. I don't believe that that's true. I don't know how old that information is. I could have read that in 7th grade, and, you know, back then Pluto was still a planet, so who knows. But I know that having something to look forward to makes a routine easier. Do this for so long and this will happen. You'll get results. Don't do this for this long and you'll get results, or whatever. Whatever we do and however we do it, it's like there's always some ulterior motive to it for some reason or another. And it's bizarre for me to think about that. 30 days to make something stick. 30 days of forcing yourself to do something. And then these other things, these odd little things happen. Sometimes by mistake. Sometimes by purpose, intent. Sometimes you just see it happen to someone else and you want it. And sometimes it just hits you out of nowhere. And I know that everything that happens is supposed to happen. And I don't know that I believe the 30-day thing, because I have experienced things and immediately known that this was going to be a part of my everyday. Whether it's a thought or a sensation or some sort of activity. I don't know. I started waking up early. I'm not an early bird, not at all. I love my sleep. I don't ever feel that I have enough of it, but I do love it. I stay up too late, and I don't sleep nearly enough. Maybe that's why I love it so much. The little that I do get just is so addicting, and it feels so good. I spend most of my night awake. So whatever time I go to bed and however often I wake up during the night, my alarm goes off at 7:15. Unless, of course, I have to get up earlier for work, which, like this morning, I did, but I was up before then anyway. And it feels good, and I have a morning routine that I do. And I like it. And I like to think that it's a routine and not a habit. I would hate to think that the things that I'm doing, the choices that I'm making, are because I've just been doing them for so long, it's just my nature. I like to think that I still have control over them, the things that I think and the steps that I take. It's because I still want it. I don't even know if that makes any sense. If you didn't want it, I guess I'd break the habit, right? But it's different to think about it, to think that it's a natural reaction other than a conscious decision. And I guess that might be the difference between habit and routine. Have you ever lived with anyone that put notes? Like, the house that I grew up in was, we wrote notes to each other. Everybody kind of had tabs on one another because of the notes taped to the refrigerator. Actually, sometimes it was the fridge, sometimes they were on the counter, but generally they were taped to the front of the, I don't even know how you call it, the over the range, above the stove. We had that little hood thing that was a vent for when you were cooking, and it has the light, and it was taped to the front of that, and the light was left on. And it seemed like every day there was a note taped to it, starting from when I can remember. And my parents built their house in 92, and that stove was put there. And I remember notes being there in 92. For some people, that might have just felt like yesterday, but I was just a kid back then. And it feels like it was 100 years ago. Like the notes were somehow written on parchment with a quill, you know, back in 92. But notes, post-it notes, scrap pieces of paper, or the back of an envelope with a bill inside, just notes. Supper's in the fridge. XOXO mom. Make sure you turn the Christmas lights off. XOXO mom. Pick up your fucking shoes off the doorway, dad. My brother's writing notes about their girlfriends or work. I'd leave mine as well. Things I wanted. Things I didn't get done. Excuses, mostly, I think. But I think of notes fondly. And I'm a big fan of post-it notes. And I write them to myself sometimes. Little things to remember. And then things I don't want to forget. There's such a difference there, isn't there? Things to remember and things you don't want to forget. Remember to call your insurance in the morning. Remember to give the dogs their heart guard on the 5th. Remember to change the oil in the car. And then there's the don't forget. It's so-and-so's birthday. Your sister's coming tomorrow, or I love you. It's not things that we're likely to forget, but it's just how putting it on paper somehow makes it more real, just keeping that memory. I love you, drive safe. You have a beautiful smile, or good morning, handsome, something like that. Just a little note can change everything. But I put little notes on the mirror, something like smile, or no one else is responsible for your mood or your reactions. It's not things that I have to be told, but it's things I like to keep fresh in my mind. That's what I call don't forget. Keep it as a forefront. Keep it focused, even though it's always in your mind. Just make it a priority. The one that's on my mirror right now says, you don't know what they're going through. And I work with the public. And I work with a very special type of the public. And so when they're nasty and they're rude and they're snarky and they're angry, I just try and focus on, I don't know what they're going through. This could be such a horrible day for them. They could have gotten the worst news. They could be losing everything that they've ever loved. It could be gone. They could be dealing with things that I'll never be able to imagine. Fortunately, you know, it's not my fault, and it's probably not their fault. And I get it, some people are just assholes, I completely understand, I really do. But other people are not accountable for my mood. So I just try and send a little bit of positive energy and bite my tongue when I want to call them names. And then I let whatever bitterness I have leave with them. It sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Send them good energy and then send them away with my bitterness. But that's not what I mean. I mean, when the situation is handled and they are moving on, I let my tension leave as the situation dissipates. I don't know if that makes more sense. So many things have double meanings. It's amazing. I don't know. I really should be sleeping. I hardly had any caffeine today. And I'm like 3 days off sugar. So I should be extra tired. But I'm not. I'm just thoughtful. And I'm sure that some of you heard or saw my, I'm sure you've all seen it, but the post I had done earlier on here and GWA. And I love stuff like that, I really do, but I just wonder, what do people think my life is like? Like, I'm just this, like, wild sex kitten all the time. Nope. That's not to say I don't enjoy myself, but it's just like I put them out there and I see the reactions and I just think there is so much more to me than this. And I wonder if I'm doing the wrong thing. And I don't mean wrong as in immoral, I just mean, are these the steps I need to be taking? Wrong doesn't always mean not right. I don't know. It has been a confusing year thus far. I write a lot. I love to write. I've been stuck lately. I write, but the things that end up on the paper aren't what I intended them to be, and they go a different direction than what I had set for them, and it's devastating. It seems like a strong word, but if you write or if you create anything at all, you know that you have a vision in mind for something, and even if it is slightly off from what you wanted, from your intention, you know that there wasn't a point to it at all, not in the direction that you were going. And I'm not saying that it turned out bad, it's just not what you wanted. And as a creator, it's almost, you know, a waste of time. I try and think that the things that I write are in my head and I want to get them out. It's like putting things on paper makes them real. It's not just a thought anymore, it's tangible. It's something that exists. It goes from a thought to an item. It's written and it's there and it's in ink and it's on paper and other people can see it now. It's like they're in your head. It's like they've pushed their way in and they're screaming at you to notice them. That's what it feels like when you let someone read something you've written. Especially when it's such a sincere, deep thing. And maybe they don't react how you'd like, or maybe they react in a different way than you had intended it. And writing is art, and art is up to interpretation of the viewer. And it's good. It's good to have that. Because if we all had the same opinions and thoughts on things, we'd have nothing to talk about. But then again, I don't really have anything to talk about, and here I am. I don't know. I keep saying I don't know, but I keep talking. Anyway, in case no one has told you lately, or even if they have and you didn't believe them, let me tell you now. I am glad that you're here. I hope that you are healthy and safe and on your way to happiness and contentment, and I am sending you all the positivity that I possibly can. And I hope that this reaches you, and I hope that you feel it. And I hope that your 2019 is just an abundance of success. And success doesn't have to be huge. It can just be those small little things that you've wanted for so long. You know what? I want them for you. And I want them with you. And I've got my fingers crossed for you. And I believe in you. So, 11:47. Well, I'd say it's about that time. So, I hope you have sweet dreams. And if you made it through all the way to the end, let me know. Let me know that you're here. I want to know who I'm hanging out with in the middle of the night on a Sunday. I hope you have a great week.